they're reminding everyone that we have a higher attunement, a higher acknowledgement, a higher advisement that is, how would I say that, like, is ready to be seen, is ready to be absorbed, is ready to be stated, is ready to be obligated to, is ready to come under advisement. So the more that you remember that you are pulsating light, that you are pulsating existence that has a quantum understanding of your holiness, that's going to bring you into greater respect, greater majesty, greater allowance, greater provisions. So we want to remember that we're creating our own provisions. We're not waiting for someone else out there to have kindness towards us, that we bring forth our own kindness and compassion towards self. And so out of that self-evolved extraordinary existence, so they want me to explain that. When we say extraordinary existence, we don't want to be like pompous or egotistical. So there's a tendency within light, for light workers, to just sort of dim your light and, well, I don't need to be extraordinary. I just, you know, want what everyone else has. But you want to remember that we're all extraordinary. You want to remember that we're all divine. We're all divinity. So for all aspects of the divine, we're all set to go. We're all set to glow, meaning the light glowing. And this is why we came. So each of us are like tumbling and stumbling and falling upon ourselves because we can't even imagine. We can't even perceive the light that is soon to be our very existence. So when they're sharing that, allow yourselves to be acquainted with that light. Allow yourselves to have extraordinary return of your heavenly value. Because we want to remember we're not separate. So it's not like you're going to have extraordinary value, but someone else isn't. There is no such thing. It's either we're all extraordinary or we all aren't. And that's a choice that's upon each of us to stake our claim, to allow ourselves to exist, to allow ourselves to resurrect into our holy union of that Christ remembrance, remembering that Christ energy is not pertaining specifically to Jeshua or Mary Magdalene. It's what is here for each of us to assume, to allow, to coexist as. So allow that transfer of faith, that allow that divine union to be the spoken word, to be the spoken presence, to really bring yourselves into, like the light of illuminated existence. So that illuminated existence is to remember we're not the mind, we're not the body, we're not the ego, we are the light, we are the power. And so it's out of that powerful authority, it's out of that powerful illuminated and energetic awareness that all is to be assumed, that all is to be coexisting in our good favor. So in our good favor is understanding that out of our abundance, out of our light, out of our divine understanding, all is available because all is one, all is source. So what we're really learning how to do is to agree with our alignment of source or to agree with our decision-making, like existence, that we're redefining ourselves in a new way, in a new broadcast, in a new extreme of godly pleasure, of spiritual provisioning, of spiritual assessment, of spiritual engagement. So as you receive your total package, claim, provisions, expectations, all of this is helping us adjust. So we really want to realize we're moving into a new reality. We're moving into a new normal. And we're allowing ourselves to stand erect. So standing erect is giving yourself permission to glow, giving yourself permission to be one with your light, giving yourself permission to be fully understood. So being fully understood is, I'm never separate, I'm never missing, I'm never without. I am always surrounded, and what we're surrounded by is that heavenly knowing, is that heavenly involvement, is that heavenly superior value, superior arrival existence. But superior is not superior over another body in the outer. It's superior, and just like if you would buy a product, it's like you can have the regular, or you can have the extra plus, or something that would have like additional power or additional authority. So it's sort of like, yeah, I think I need that. I think I need the superpower. So we want to remember that we're moving into a new consciousness, into a new understanding of self, and we're drawing from that very existence. So it's like our true essence, our true authority, our true stance has all the power inside, because it could never not. So it's almost like when we think of what we would refer to as God, and it's like, does that have the power? How could it not? I mean, how could it just possibly not? So that's what we're assessing, and that's what we're deciding upon, and that's what we're advancing with the same. We're advancing with the same, meaning every spiritual advantage, every spiritual promotion, every spiritual authority that every master that has ever taken an incarnation on this holy Mother Earth, that we have the same authority, that we have the same privilege, that we have the same understanding of self. We can remember there's really no separation, then there's no master consciousness that's separate from our own master consciousness of true understanding. So they're asking us to receive that gift. That last statement was a paradigm shift. So the more that we can receive that, the more that we can bless ourselves with that, the more that we can allow that. So there's a strengthening with ease, and that strengthening of ease goes without understanding, meaning we don't have to understand in our lower mind. It's more of an acceptance. It's more of an advancement. It's more of like, I know you were standing here, but can you just go standing over there for a moment? Would you mind standing on that higher step, on that higher asserted value? So this is where we're shifting an increase of allowance, an increase of acknowledgement, an increase of consciousness, an increase of vibrational stance. So allow yourselves to graduate. So that graduate, again, stepping on the higher step, receiving source, opening to master consciousness, all of this is an extension of allowance. So we want to remember that we're the ones that say yes. We're the ones that say, I can. We're the ones that increase slow and steady. So they're saying slow because it actually doesn't have to be slow at all. But if we do slow, it's like, okay, I can receive a little bit. I can extend myself thus. I can allow myself that further engagement, because it's just like a next shuffle, a next step, a next holy provision, and allow yourselves to arrive. So when you're allowing yourselves to arrive, this is the important part. You're moving into a new delight. You're moving into a new orchestration of self. You're moving into a new divine appointment. You're moving into a new advancement. When I receive the energies, I just have like a shift in my heart space where I welcome the many. So in other words, it's almost like all the brethren are my children in a way, where it's like everyone's welcomed into my heart. And I can't imagine it never being the case. So normally I have that awareness, but not to this extent, not to this degree, not to this establishment. So that's what we want to consider rightly, and that's what we want to join in terms of our own true favor. Because each of us have a divine excitement. So they're calling it a divine excitement. I would call it a divine appointment. So in other words, what we do, our divine appointment, is a follow through, or it's an extension of our degree of faith. So what we do is a result of what we choose in regards to our own consciousness, and in regards to our own triumph, in regards to our own increase of understanding. So in other words, it's an extension of our consciousness, of our faith, of our energy, of our holy delight, of our holy existence. And so that's a new orchestration of faith, meaning that it's who we've always been, but there's going to be a new jump. There's going to be a new position, again, an energetic position, an energetic advisement that's bringing us source increase. So source increase is, I'm not separate, I'm not helpless, I'm not a victim, I'm not guilty, I am source. So source increase is love's accompaniment, love's standing pleasure. So love's standing pleasure is, where is love? Right here. Where is source? Right here. Where is the plentiful engagement? Right here. Where is the higher attunement? Right here. So we're the ones increasing our vacancy. So vacancy is, we've left the old. If I've left my old assignment, if I left my old coordinates, then there's a vacancy. Where do I go? Where do I belong? So this is where we're choosing the light in exponential increase. So when we share exponential increase, it's like, I've arrived. I can receive. I can assemble. I can understand. I can let go of the old false fallacy, the old false programming, and witness change. This is extremely relevant because changes do each of us, and changes under our foot. But we are the ones that have to take this, that like little bit of jump in faith. It's so small. It's like when Jeshua says, faith as small as a mustard seed. It is so small, but it's everything, because we're the catalyst for change. We're the ones that increase to our climax. We're the ones that agree to receive. And so when they're saying agree to receive, I'm looking at us, and we all have places in our new understanding of self where we're still looking away. So that's not a criticism. That's just an observation, so we can adjust higher. Where, and when, how I receive it, it's like, it's almost too good to be true. Like, oh, that can't be. I have to read 3 more books, or 10 more hours of prayer, or I have to cry more, or I need two more crisis, or more tower cards in my spread, or whatever it is. We think we have to work for it. We think it has to be hard, and it really doesn't. But our mind is programmed to believe it does, because that's how the linear continues. It's sort of like watching a drama on Netflix or whatever. It's sort of like the next episode, what's going to happen now? What's going to take them down now? What's going to be the challenge now? So we're really used to, there have to be more problems. And there's this unconscious resistance to arrival. So we want to really acknowledge that. The tendency is to look away. So if we can receive that and understand that, then we can take our right turn, meaning we can remember we're the torch of light, and we can stand ready. So whatever good comes, whatever increase comes, whatever Christ advantage comes, whatever choice of movement comes, whatever assertion of sunshine comes, I readily receive it in my now presence, because I am that. I am source. I am the divine. I am divinity. I am my I am presence. I am my enlightened acquaintance. All master consciousness that's been on the planet is due me, because I am that. There is no separation. We are all source. We are all that Christed assemblance already, as we will override past interference. So past interference is, I no longer have to pay attention. I no longer have to follow that old trembling value, because I can move into my divine authority. So allow that divine authority to be understood now. So that now is now, sort of like in that instant, in that split second autonomy. So we want to remember that we have the autonomy to bring forth change. We have the decision-making built in. So when I said decision maker, built in, when I look at my heart, I just see like a map imaging. And of course, then I see the choice-making value, because we're the ones that, it's almost like, what would you call that? If you had like a master lock, that you just had to use the right combination or the right key. When I'm looking at the right key, love has already been decided. So it's something where you have to turn the key. But when I'm looking at the key is already built in. And it's so beautiful, because the end of the key has this little cute heart. So again, this is just my awareness creating that phenomena. But what it's demonstrating is it's already set and ready to turn. So we're all ready to receive our divine authority. We're all ready to receive our divine promotion. We're all ready to receive ourselves back in our holy remembrance. So when I'm sharing that, they're showing me the healing card, because we already have the healing inside. We are all equipped. We are all registered. We are all built to move into this higher decibel, to move into this higher existence, to move into this higher unified standing of heavenly values. So allow yourselves to shift, to be guided, to be promoted, to be exclaimed, to be carried, to be welcomed. So we're welcoming ourselves into our new restored value. We're welcoming ourselves into our new existence, our vibrational existence, remembering that we had the key all along, remembering that we are here to bring forth this activation, that it was pre-programmed from our very existence, meaning when we took our birth. And so here we are, creating our new field of light, creating our new divine authority, and allowing that to be, what would I call that? It's almost like search complete. Like I'm looking and I find. I was seeking and now I'm fully restored. I was being offered and now I accept. So it's like a lock-in, an acceptance, an agreement. When I'm receiving it, it's just this very subtle, really, energetic placement. So almost like putting a jigsaw puzzle piece in a puzzle, where it's like, oh, this fits nicely. This fits nicely. And allow all to assume the same, meaning that every area of your life now has your halo, now has your increase, now has this golden light inside. So when I'm saying the golden light inside, there's this quickening in our higher heart that's bringing forth love's association. So in other words, it's bringing forth new entitlement. It's bringing forth love's advantage, because we're deciding upon love. So we want to remember, when we decide upon love for ourselves, we decide, we carry that torch, we carry that higher existence, and we're choosing that for all of life. So everyone may be playing out the 3D drama, that's all well and good, but it's already been decided inside. So we're deciding it for everyone. We're holding that awareness for everyone. So however long everyone takes to awaken to it, that's already part of their higher source agreement. But our job is to hold that function, to hold that resolute value, for one and the same. So allow yourselves to know, allow yourselves to be authorized, allow yourselves to be transferred into this new alliance of love. Taking a breath, allowing the spiritual DNA to be activated. Sort of like in concert and union, like you couldn't imagine it being anything else. Just an easy transfer of faith. Receive, receive, receive. And so